This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today I want to talk about from victimization to victory, the way forward. In the past 4 months, we have seen the beast of world Zionism face to face. We have witnessed the benign cancer of hate, inhumanity, slaughter, and graphic genocide, prime time and 24/7. Equaling to date more than 24,000 brutally massacred, 70% of which were women, children, and innocent civilians. We've seen the displacement of 80% of the entire population of Gaza. The entire world has witnessed and marched and demonstrated, petitioned, and publicly condemned the atrocity. But it hasn't changed the Zionist agenda. It hasn't produced any remorse in the political friends and allies of the 65-year-old criminal conspiracy. It is clear that crying victim will never produce a reversal in a profitable criminal enterprise, because it has not resulted in a reversal in the other components of the same global criminal enterprise, namely the Horn of Africa, affecting 36.4 million people, the Sahel, 34 million people, the DRC, 27 million people, Afghanistan, 24 million, Yemen, 21 million, Syria, 23 million, Ukraine, 15 million, Myanmar, 5 million, Haiti, 5 million, the Chinese Uyghurs, 4 million, close to 200 million human beings who are the victims of the 21st century criminal enterprise. My dear brothers and sisters, 150 million are Muslims. So we Muslims have a lot to cry, complain, and march about in the 21st century, if that is what we choose to do. I say that in this new year, 2024, we Muslims must chart a new course from victimization to victory through a Muslim collaboration and global unity campaign. Now, let me just say this again. I say that in this new year, 2024, we must chart a new course from victimization to victory. How? Through a Muslim collaboration and global unity campaign. We Muslims, the 2 billion Muslims of the world, can change the course of history, and we must. This is your brother, Sheikh Khalid Yassin, talking to you from my Skyviews platform. This is just my perception, my spin, my take, my perspective on one of the critical issues facing us in the 21st century. Thank you very much.